What's happening, Chattanooga? Scott Van Pelt here. More Press Row with Jay Greason and David Paschal now on ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal along with Jay Greason. Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a fantastic start to the work week and that you're safe on this rainy afternoon. This 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by American Air HVAC, which knows that every home has a different comfort need. With Wi-Fi systems, American Air HVAC can offer off-site troubleshooting and system monitoring. For better dependable product and service, call our friends at American Air HVAC, 423-238-6848, or you can visit them online at AmericanAirHVAC.com. And joining us now on the Hardee's Hotline is former Baylor School and Vanderbilt University golfer Luke List. Luke with a top 20 finish yesterday at the Northern Trust Open at Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. So I know he's a busy guy. Luke, thank you so much on short notice for joining us. How are you today?
Doing well, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, well, thanks for coming back. We appreciate it, and it's always great hearing from you. Just how are you feeling after a top 20 finish? Yeah, I mean, you know, in your start to the year, the fact that you've already earned close to $300,000 this year, I know it's been a up and down journey for you. How are you feeling so far with such a great start to 2016?
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster already. You know, kind of starting the year in the fall now with the way the PGA Tour schedule is. I got a few starts and, you know, didn't make the most of that opportunity. So basically now the reshuffle, I was kind of behind the eight ball a little bit and had to actually Monday qualify for a few events and was fortunate to do that. So I kind of played my way into a little bit better position and was able to get in a few more events like this one and found that I actually flew this morning from L.A. all the way to West Palm Beach for the Honda Classic and no rest for the weary. So kind of just on to the next one already.
Luke, a lot of people would want to know what has been different about the Luke List of 2016 compared to 2013, and what did you learn from the years in between?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've had a couple you know, good results already, and I think that's kind of attributed to several different things. You know, obviously my 2013 year out here on the PGA Tour, I was a little, you know, going through a couple swing changes and fighting an injury and then also just kind of, you know, not playing my best golf. So you kind of can lose some confidence quickly out here when you're, you know, missing a lot of cuts. And I feel like I'm a lot more mature now on and off the course. And, you know, I've missed a couple cuts already this year and I know I'm playing well. And there's, you know, times where in the past I kind of let myself get away from, you know, thinking about all the good things I'm doing and just kind of concentrating on just, you know, oh, you know, I missed a couple cuts in a row, and that's something I try not to do now, and it's definitely helped me. You know, I mean, there's no recipe for success, obviously, but to me, that's definitely helped a lot.
You're listening to former Baylor School and Vanderbilt golfer Luke List here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Luke, you referenced a couple of things that I'm curious about. In your progression, you now have been banging at this for going on a decade, which is kind of crazy to think about. Do you think that your golf has improved or your maturity level has improved, and which has been a bigger attribute for this fast start?
Yeah, there's no question. Thanks for reminding me it's a decade. I played with this really great amateur player who they had a collegiate showcase. You know, they had a qualifier for all the top collegians, and this kid from Illinois, Charlie Danielson, won the qualifier. I was paired with him, and I'm talking with him, and I was like, man, I'm an old man now, you know, so even just being 31, you kind of, you still think you're young, but that's, all relative now anyway. But, yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like my game has improved, you know, on the golf course. And I feel like that I've made a lot of strides working with my coach, Jamie Mulligan in California on, just improving every aspect of my game. And, you know, it doesn't always show, you know, and you asked about what I've done in the years between 2013 and now, and it's, doesn't always show exactly on paper. You know, you can't always have the tangible results you want when you want them. So it kind of, to me, was a progression of a lot of hard work. And I feel like, you know, just in my headspace off the course of, you know, I'm getting married next week. I got a great support system there with my fiance and my family, obviously. And it's been a good, you know, good run for me of late, just, you know, being really comfortable with what I've got going on and being happy off the golf course. And that's kind of a common denominator you see with a lot of guys that I've seen, you know, the top guys, they've got all their good together and they're just, all they're doing is playing golf. And it kind of, because there's so much good that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't realize with the travel and all the different people trying to get your time and energy and stuff. And you really have to prioritize what you're doing and try to get your work in. And that's something that I've learned also how to kind of maintain a little bit better.
How bittersweet is it for you, Luke? I mean, considering you're off to this great start, you talked about getting married in the days ahead. And then of course, in the last year or so, you losing your dad and a lot of the things that emotionally go into that. The juxtaposition of that's it's got to catch you off guard at times, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's crazy. You know, it's been such a whirlwind. I mean, you know, from that last August, losing my dad, and you know, he was such a huge role in my upbringing, in my golf, and my progression to where I am now. And you know, we talked a lot about my rounds, and I miss that. But that's something that I you know, I think about him every day, and I don't think that's ever going to go away. So I just try to channel all the great memories we have together in the golf world, and that really helps me. And I mean, even the week before, I was playing in Pebble Beach, and I wasn't playing particularly great, but I, you know, that was one of my dad's favorite spots. So just being able to channel, you know, thinking about him out there, and that really helps me in a positive light. And you know, I'm just trying to make him proud, doing the best I can out here. And it's just crazy. You know, you look at stories like Vaughn Taylor went in at Pebble, and he's a good buddy of mine, and it's just incredible. I mean, everybody roots for the top guys, but there's so many guys out here that are, you know, busting their butt every week and to do what he's doing. I mean, going with no status, you know, getting sick in a web.com, you know, in a foreign country, flying home and finding out he gets in the tournament, then wins the tournament. I mean, it's pretty incredible. So we all dream big, but to have stuff like that happen just kind of reconfirms that you know, that someone like that puts in the work and does it the right way. And it's possible for anyone out here.
You're listening to former Baylor School and Vanderbilt golfer Luke List here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. You bring up an excellent example in Vaughn Taylor, who I think was 400 and something in the world. He wins. I mean, there's obviously a lot of pressure to not only get to the PGA Tour, but stay there. How does the Luke List of now handle the pressure maybe better than you did when you were coming up?
Yeah, you know, I think before I had a little bit of, you know, I've always felt like I have the talent level, and, you know, I've had different variations of the determination of putting in the work the right way and how I thought about my game, you know, matching up the right way. And, you know, I thought that the results would come sooner, but that's not everyone's path, you know, and I think that for me, I had to mature a little bit or across the board in certain areas. And I think that now I see it a different light. You know, I've got really high goals, and I've kind of set my terms a little bit differently than before. And before, I was kind of like excited to be out here and a little bit unsure of everything and kind of figuring my place out a little bit. And now I know, you know, I've got the goods to be here, and I'm excited to, you know, set some tangible goals that I think are really attainable.
And for our listeners here in the Chattanooga area, what is ahead for Luke List in the weeks ahead?
Yeah, so this is, I think, going on 6 weeks in a row. It's been kind of a whirlwind the last, you know, that's, to a lot of people, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's crazy. You know, I finished my round yesterday, you know, was fortunate to be, you know, within driving distance from where I live now in Southern California, and do some laundry, and got up at 3:30 this morning Pacific Coast time and flew across the country to be here. So in, you know, South Florida. So it's, you know, we're very fortunate to be playing golf for a living, and I don't take that for granted, but it's not always as glamorous as people make it out to be. But, you know, there's nothing I'd rather be doing. So I'm chasing this, and I'm getting married next week in Augusta, Georgia, which will be, you know, thrill of a lifetime to be able to share that with my family and friends. And then back on the road the week after, no honeymoon. So it's never stopped.
Real quick, what does your wife think about the golfing life? Is she all for it? Is she going to be a good companion to have on the course?
Absolutely, and that's something I already mentioned. I mean, you know, meeting her a few years ago and having that support system, especially with, you know, the ups and the downs, you know, losing my dad, having her to lean on, and, you know, she's been an integral part of my success and my ability to channel all my stuff, you know, good, bad, everything in the right way. And I think everybody, you know, most guys, regardless of their sport or their craft, have a, you know, good woman behind them. So it takes a special person to be out here with the crazy lifestyle of a golfer. So she enjoys it and supports me, and we're having fun doing it together.
All right, Luke, you know when we have guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head.
Sure.
You ready to play? Here we go.
Absolutely.
What is your longest recorded drive?
Gosh, I think it was in Miami in a web event, but it hit the car path like four or five times. I think it was 4:15 or something. Yeah.
All right, if you got the opportunity to play Mickelson in a money game on a Tuesday or Wednesday, would you, and who would be getting shots?
I'll play him straight up. I've played him. I've gotten to know him a little bit, and I'll play him straight up anytime. And he, I think we were about even, actually, out of like three matches. So we need a tiebreaker coming up soon.
All right, I know you're a Larry David fan. You love Curb Your Enthusiasm. How entertaining do you find his imitations of Bernie Sanders?
I mean, it's scary how spot on it is. And I was really hoping to see him. He's a member of Riviera, and I was hoping to see him around. I don't know if he was working on a project or something, but I mean, it doesn't get any better than that guy in that show, and obviously Seinfeld too. And then the fact that he's now, you know, SNL doing all that stuff is pretty incredible. The guy is so talented.
If I gave you Vanderbilt football over under 4.5 wins, where are you going next fall?
I got to go over. I mean, it's been a little low, you know, since I was there, and then Coach Franklin left. But I think they've got a tremendous squad, and it's just a tough conference. I mean, they've got all the tangibles there to keep building the program the right way, and their uniforms are looking great. So if you look great, you play great sometimes. So hopefully I'm gonna go with 500 bowl game back in the action. So.
All right, you've got a good gig playing golf for a living, as you mentioned. If you weren't a golfer, what would you want to do?
Oh, gosh. I try not to think about that because that's unfortunately meaning that I'm out of the alternative of playing golf. So something involving maybe coaching or business. I love working with kids, so something like that.
Now, at any point when y'all cross paths, what do you and Harris English talk about in your times in Chattanooga? And do you make fun of him for being an underclassman when you were upperclassman?
You know, we usually don't talk too much. You know, he's a huge, huge, you know, football guy too. So he takes it easy on me. And we were talking a little bit about what he thinks about the, you know, upcoming, the new coach of Georgia and everything. And mainly talk about food and stuff like that. Nothing too intense, but we usually just sharing ideas. And his girlfriend and my fiance have become friends a little bit too, so it's great to see him out there, and he's obviously had a great career, and I'm chasing him down a little bit now, so which is fun.
Luke, listen, we cannot thank you enough for joining us, especially on such short notice, but we knew that Chattanooga and North Georgia would love to hear from you, especially after your top 20 finish yesterday and your fantastic start to 2016. So congratulations on that, and thank you again so much for joining us here on Press Row.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Appreciate it. And really, you know, love having the local, the Chattanooga, North Georgia contingent following me, and I appreciate everyone's support.
Sure thing. Luke Liss, the former Baylor School and Vanderbilt golfer, the pride of Ringgold, Georgia, joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline, 648-1051. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.